gossip. The F1 Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Grid Gossip. It has been 3 weeks. A lot has happened. Julie's gotten married and done 2 week honeymoon. And we're back, though, after missing the Spanish Grand Prix. We got Monaco.
Pretty exciting race.
It was. We'll get to all of that, but everyone's going to want to hear about your honeymoon, of course. So, and your wedding. A lot to cover. So you just got back from Spain and Portugal. How was it?
It was a great honeymoon. The weather was pretty perfect. We started off in Mallorca, went to Barcelona while the race was happening. So we didn't go to the race, but we saw a ton of people just walking around in different gear. Then we went to Porto and Lisbon. And throughout those 14 days, I had none of my clothes that I packed because the airline, aka American Airlines, lost my luggage. And I picked it up yesterday morning, right before we headed back to the United States. So that was fun.
We were joking on text that something had to go wrong. The wedding, I thought, was awesome. I didn't notice anything that went wrong. Maybe you did, but I thought it went really well. So you not having your luggage for 13 out of 14 days or whatever it was,
was karma.
Built in. Totally.
Yes, but Del did a standout job officiating the ceremony. I got a ton of compliments from other people. So Del's for hire.
I blacked out, honestly. I don't remember any of it.
I remembered it. I made specific note to pay attention to everything you were saying. So I didn't forget that moment. I loved it. It was great. And then, yeah, left the next day for honeymoon.
Yeah, no, your wedding was awesome. I actually, you're almost 40 years old, so been to a few. That was right up there with the best. And not because I was efficient. I'm just saying, like, venue and just everything. That, I would say, was in line with TJ's. He had his in Maui.
Okay.
And it just came together really well.
Yeah, it was fun to have like a weekend of events and all of the wedding party staying on the property. There were a few things that went wrong, but nothing major and nothing I cared about in the moment. So I stayed really calm the whole weekend.
It was funny. So when the ceremony started, I was first to go down, and then Brian came down second with his mom, and he sat her down. And then I said to him, don't cry.
You said that to Brian?
Yeah. And he said something back. I can't remember. And then I was just hoping that you wouldn't start crying. And I totally thought you were going to hold it together. And you started crying as you came down the aisle. So I had to look down at the floor because I was like, I need to keep it together.
Yeah, I did not keep it together. Brian was crying the day before and then got me on. I was like, oh, he's going to be the one that cries.
Yeah. No, it was good, though. It was good.
Yeah. And then I came home yesterday to my Ferrari jacket.
Yes. I was thinking that might have gotten stolen. I was like, that's been sitting out there for like.
No, we had the neighbors fetch it.
Yeah. So tell them about the Ferrari jacket. You liked it. I got your text this morning.
It's like a windbreaker material. So not necessarily like a rain jacket, but like perfect. And it looks just like the one Charles and Carlos wear. And I will be wearing it every qualifying and race day, hoping it brings luck. I did not have it yesterday, obviously. But Carlos did quite well, so Charles is just having the bad luck. Maybe my jacket will be what brings the good luck back.
Yeah, just things totally out of his control. So let's talk about it, I guess. A lot of bad luck for Charles since you left, which is funny. Going back to the Spanish Grand Prix, he was just dominating the race. Like, he probably was going to win by a good 45 seconds. And his engine cut out. Monaco, he's leading the race. And then their strategy was all jacked up. I don't know. I feel like this has been Ferrari's thing.
Yes. Speaking of the Spanish Grand Prix, I could not figure out how to watch it in English while we were in Spain. So, I mean, I thought the same commentaries were just everywhere. No. So I had no idea what was being, what the commentary was for the entire race. And so I had to like really pay attention because you can't kind of like look down when you can't hear what's happening. But his luck has got to turn, or he's never gonna win this.
Yeah, it's a very American thing that you just said, given Europeans speak like four languages minimally. Yes. You go to Spain, we can't speak or understand any Spanish, but well, very American of us.
It's not even that they were speaking Spanish, but those commentators speak so fast that even if I think I knew Spanish I can say basic words, but Brian knows some Spanish. I mean, they were speaking so fast, you had no idea. So
yeah, it was the Spanish group. It was all right. I mean, the Spanish one, not to go backwards, but it was, it's interesting to see a power failure. I know it was really hot, so I don't know what caused it. Probably the heat didn't help, but it's so early in the season to see a power failure when they haven't had any other issues with that, I don't believe. So I guess they were due, though, because Max has had a few. So what'd you think about the Monaco Grand Prix?
I mean, I thought it was one of the more exciting races we've ever seen at Monaco. I tuned in. I was in London for my layover, and I went exponentially over my data allowance to watch it on the F1 app. Because for some reason, when I was on Wi-Fi on the F1 app, it wouldn't let me watch it live. So screw it. And then I noticed it was like at least a half hour delay because of the rain.
The funniest part of the race for me, I was at the bar with my buddy. We're doing our bar run this week, and it was delayed, which was probably the right call because it started downpouring, which was frustrating, though, because it was, 8:30, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard. So, get to the bar at 8:15, eat breakfast, and you're like, ugh. But we started taking gentlemen's bets on who would be the first one to put it into the wall.
Okay.
And when, meaning would they do it during the formation laps, right? Because they had a few behind the safety car.
Mm-hmm.
Or would it come during the race? We're like, we both kind of simultaneously said Latifi formation lap. So before the race actually really even gets underway, Latifi would put it on the wall. And that's exactly what happened, which was hilarious. And then Stroll did it like 13 seconds later. So billionaire boys club, it's just falling apart very quickly. Mm-hmm. Very quickly.
That is true.
Who got driver of the day? Not to jump all the way. Was it Sergio? Because he won?
We'll have to drive.
I think it was Sergio.
Yes. Pierre was in second.
There you go. I was going to say Gasly should have won it.
Yep.
Because he's really like the only person to actually pass on track during the race. I think he did it two or three times.
He did. But there was a 17% gap. So clearly you were in the minority with that.
Well, I will agree, though. The Monaco race was, it's been a train in recent years. There's been a lot of talk about maybe them pulling that from the schedule. I don't, from the calendar, I actually don't think that will happen.
They can't do that.
No. But the race was more entertaining than the years past because of the rain. But I still, even like, after the red flag, it just, I don't think anyone passed anybody outside of the Mick crash. It was just very... There's not enough room to pass. That's a problem.
And we didn't have any starts, so there was no opportunity to mix it up there. The Mick crash was pretty crazy. That car was split into two, and he walked off without a scratch. They tried to like help him, and he like moved their hand away. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, that was a bad one. It's good to see him get out there. I mean, Haas has like very limited resources.
Well, now that they have no Russian sponsor.
That's a full $1 million plus write-off right there.
And I didn't realize Magnussen retired before that point.
Yeah, he had I think they said it was like a water pressure issue. So a terrible day for Haas. But yeah, it was good to say Mick was okay. It was an interesting spot. I mean, he lost it. A couple guys lost in that spot during qualifying, but it was weird how he kind of lost it and then slid all the way down to the barriers with that kind of impact. But I guess that's why you kind of have to keep it on the schedule. It's Monaco, but it's also, it's a very tight circuit, so any mistake is penalized pretty harshly.
Certainly.
Russell continues the top five streak very quietly. Again, I don't think they showed Russell at all during the whole race because he wasn't near anybody, but it's starting to become very clear that he's got a better grip of that car than Lewis does, for sure.
Yeah, I think Lewis, again, like, does not care.
No.
He cares very little.
Very, very little, yeah. Very little. Although, it'd be nice to see them figure the car out by the end of the year so they can actually, like, not only compete for wins, but more so just, like, both feel confident in the car and compete mm-hmm. against each other. Because there's a pretty, I mean, there seems like there's a significant gap between those two.
Yeah.
So.
There is. And did you notice that Hamilton switched helmets halfway through? I guess halfway when it was the, well, when it was the red flag, he switched helmets.
What did he go to? Back to his yellow?
They said only Lewis Hamilton would switch helmets halfway through a race.
So for me, this is what I'm most excited to talk about, because it wasn't really anything that has to do with the race, but a lot of the comments coming from the two of these folks, I'm talking about Daniel Ricciardo and Zach Brown. Did you catch any of the back and forth pre-weekend No. between these two? So long story short, Zach Brown basically came out and said there are, what's the word he used? There are basically opt-outs in the contract with Daniel Ricciardo that they both have, both McLaren and Daniel Ricciardo, that could terminate the contract this year. Because he's on, on a 3-year, so it's supposed to go one more year. And I think the week or after the Spanish Grand Prix, someone was interviewing Ricciardo and asked him, like, you know, something that had to do with the contract. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll see, you know, where I end up after this year. And they're like, what are you talking about? You have a 3-year contract. He's like, oh, sorry, I thought it was 2023 or something. It's like totally off. So these guys are, there's something brewing there for sure.
Yeah. Because Lando's doing quite well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the gap is insane between those two.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see. Comes out blazing with his girlfriend Heidi and loses his seat.
Yeah, I mean, I still think a lot of Daniel Ricciardo's issues are self inflicted. I mean, you left Red Bull, no one leaves Red Bull, to go to Alpine. And then you leave Alpine right as the car's starting to come along, and you go to McLaren.
Yeah.
And McLaren, you know, you just haven't been able to drive that car well. So it's going to be interesting. Do you think he'll end up in another team if they did cut him, or do you think he'd just, like, retire?
I don't know, because part of me thinks he could retire and then start, like, a whole celebrity career, because he definitely leans into that. How frustrating would it be to have to go to another team and suck again? Like, at least with some of the other drivers that have won and been really good in the past, like Vettel, even Bottas, like, they've landed quite well on their secondary team. But Danny has never really done that since Red Bull. So I don't know, to be passed around to another team would probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And this would be his fourth team in what? Five years. I mean, that's a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And who's going to take him with his stock being so low? Red Bull's not going to take him. Mercedes not going to take him. So you're really talking about a lower tier team, unless I could see this. Well, I guess they're not going to be on for 2 years. You know, Porsche and Volkswagen, if they're coming on, or Andretti.
Well, he could do a little retirement and then come back.
Yeah, that's possible. It'll be sad to see him go if that happens. But yeah, he has not been performing. So that was interesting to hear that.
I saw that Lewis was hanging out with LeBron and a lot of the other, like, usual suspects that go to F1 races. Yeah. Did you see anyone that was like, oh?
Well, they had what is it? Zidane, the French soccer player, coached Real Madrid for a little bit. The UEFA finals were in Paris. In Paris the day prior. So
that's where my bag was at one point.
It was in Paris. What was it doing in Paris?
No idea.
So a lot of soccer players were there, which was not surprising. There was an actor, I'm blanking on his name, that was on the grid before the race. I'm totally
Tom
blanking.
Holland?
Yes.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. A little bit older. Maybe the new Spider-Man, yeah. There was, and then I need to look this up. There was a woman that Crofty was trying to interview she was like black, brownish. I don't know what nationality, but she, her body, they came up behind her and he recognized her and went to go put the mic in her face. And their like bodyguard assistant was like, she doesn't want to be on camera. And so Crofty, I couldn't hear because I was in the bar, but he said something snarky. I think he said like, cool, we'll just interview the back of your head then. And I'll hold the mic and you can talk. We'll pick it up. And people in the bar started dying. I don't know if that's exactly what he said. He said something like that. And she like literally would turn away from the camera. She was not having it. And so Crofty, yeah, like one of those awkward moments was like, okay, then why are you on the grid? So I want to figure out who that was.
I feel like I saw a picture, but I don't remember where I saw it.
Yeah, I'll have to Google it. But yeah, the grid was it was kind of your usual suspects as it pertains to Monaco.
Oh, was it Sierra and Russell Wilson?
No, they were there.
Naomi,
they were in the Mercedes
Campbell
booth. I don't know who it was because they didn't show her face. So I
was she in a white dress?
I can't remember. I think it was like a floral, maybe, of some sort.
Diplo was there. And then, I guess, so back to the race itself. After Mick's crash, it was a rolling start. It was a red flag. Started off as a virtual safety car, then a yellow flag. Mm-hmm. Then they moved it to a red flag. And then once the race restarted with the rolling start, I mean, it was an exciting end. It was the first race that I've seen where the time limit had to come into play.
Yep.
So we didn't finish all 77 laps. I don't even know how many we actually ended up having. But the last, like, you know, 10 laps, the two Red Bull cars, so it was Sergio, then Carlos, Max, and Charles, they were all, I mean, a second within each other. So that was exciting to see, at least for the end of a race. It would have been interesting to see if we had all 77, if it would have gotten mixed up a bit. Carlos was driving pretty well. He tried to get past Sergio quite a few times, but Sergio is just too good at defending. He's so comfortable in that car too. It's really crazy.
Yeah, he's hard to get by, especially on that circuit. In any circuit, really, he's hard to get by. And they also split. It was interesting to see Ferrari go hards with both.
Yeah.
And Red Bulls went mediums. You would have thought they would have tried to split it a little bit, especially after they screwed Leclerc on the pit stop.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Had that gone 77, I wonder if Red Bull would have put them on hards too. But so, yeah, it was interesting. It was funny when we were going back to qualifying, I showed Carter the qualifying results.
Yeah.
Just like the top 10. And the first thing he said, he goes, whoa, Verstappen 4? And I was like, our kid kind of knows what's going on.
Yeah, Perez was proving a point this weekend. It was very exciting to see him win, though.
Yeah, my buddy was like, had Sergio or had Sainz somehow fell back behind Max for whatever reason, do you think Red Bull would have team orders? And I was like, no, they would have thought about it, but they couldn't after last weekend too. I don't think Sergio would have. He would be like, no, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah, it's too that the Monaco win has too much pride in it.
Yeah.
To really do that, especially because you can't pass people easily. So it'd have to be like super obvious. But I thought it was a pretty exciting race. All the wags were there, certainly. So, I mean, they were all there.
I mean, there's only so much you can do with that circuit. What did you think about, did you see Sergio's pool jump?
I did not.
So you know that they have the Red Bull pool there?
Yeah.
Sergio did a forward flip.
Did he?
Yeah, with the Mexican flag. It was pretty good.
I'd say I'm sure he put it on his Instagram.
You could tell he'd been planning that for a little bit. He walked up, no hesitation, and just forward flipped it.
I mean, I love him. Oh, wow. That was a pretty good forward flip.
Oh, yeah. So where do we go from here? There's
Azerbaijan, I think. I was just going to look that up next.
Yeah.
What?
Baku.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a city in Azerbaijan.
Oh, not till June 10th. Wow.
Yeah, so we've got 2 weeks.
2 weeks? No, just one week.
No.
This weekend? Yeah, no, not this weekend, next weekend.
Well, it's Monday. This weekend's officially over.
Yeah, so two weeks.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Today's the 31st.
And then we go to Canada. I've never seen Canada before.
that was the first event I was supposed to ever attend. And then COVID happened up in Montreal. I still have never been. So I'm excited to go to that one. Maybe next year. Maybe we'll try it next year. But
oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah. So Baku is the street circuit. That is the one with the very long straight. The one Max put into the wall when his tire gave way. The one that Lewis had the brake magic button on. Okay. And couldn't turn left after the restart, and Sergio ended up winning that one. So I like that circuit. Should be fun. Max has got, what, a 10-point, 12-point lead in the championship?
Let's see here. 9 points. But Sergio is creeping up with 6 points to Charles.
Yeah, Sergio's only, I think, like 15 points back or something like that. So yep.
And surprisingly, George is 1 point ahead of Carlos.
Yeah, it's top five every race.
Yeah, I'll do it. Race.
So anyway, so I'm excited for a little bit of a breather, and then we have Baku.
Yep, and I'll be refreshed and ready. My brain is, I don't know what time it is.
Yeah, just for the record, and obviously we're not going to do a vlog this week, but like, you are a disaster.
I'm swollen.
Look like you need 2 to 3 days just to decompress.
Yeah, back to work tomorrow.
What was your favorite part of the honeymoon?
I think a few different things. So Mallorca was really nice because it's just kind of like beaches, more of like romantic island vibes. We loved Barcelona. Have you been there?
I have not been to Spain, which is crazy.
Barcelona was, we both really loved way more than we thought we would. Super walkable. Our hotel was like right in the middle of everything. And speaking of Barcelona, one story from Formula One was after the race in Spain, our good old hero Seb, someone mug, or he was kind of going out of his hotel and getting into his car. He put his bag in his car and ran back inside to get something, and someone stole his bag out of the car. And so the good detective that he is, he looked on his phone to see where his AirPods were, because they were in his bag, hops on his little scooter and goes running after these people. However, they dumped the AirPods in like a planter, and he was like, honestly, that was the most expensive thing in there. So they did not luck out, but quite the smart thinking to look for the tracking of your AirPods. And then of course he went after them. I'd be like, oh, well.
Well, two things. I thought you were going to say you ran into Seb. I was like,
oh my God, I would have died. I was looking everywhere. I was like, because we stayed in a nice hotel. I was like, I wonder if there anyone's staying here. But no, didn't see anyone. But Barcelona is cool because it's so walkable. We stayed like in a great place.
How's the food?
I mean, so good. So many tapas. We're having a tapas party on Saturday because we're inspired. Oof. But we walked so much that it kind of all balanced out. And then Lisbon was really great too. We did this like day trip to Setúbal, and it was like this chef experience. So like, we went to this like remote beach kind of situation with this driver who was a chef. And then like, we kind of like sat on the beach and he cooked us like a fresh meal. It's really nice. Yeah. So, and then we did like a boat day in Mallorca, which was nice. Yeah, it was great.
What about Porto? What do you think of Porto?
Porto was so touristy. Like, so many tourists there. It was great though. We learned a lot. We kind of did like a tour guide in each city. So we got like a lot of like history. We went to one of like the port wineries. I hated the port wine. Brian likes it though. So that was
sweet.
Yeah. And we just had like amazing food. No, because the place we went, we can get it at, like, Total Wine.
Yeah.
So it seems stupid. And plus, like, we had such limited suitcase space because we only had 3 suitcases and I was buying clothes. But then I would, like, buy something in somewhere and be like, I don't want to keep this. So then I'd leave it there. So it's kind of like buy and purge.
I'm surprised you didn't just buy yourself like an expensive bag. Be like, all right, I've got $1,700 to write off.
But then I would have no clothes. Like, that was the issue. And my concern was that if they never recovered the bag and I use that $1,700, then I wouldn't really get be able to replace my clothes. So it would have been nice in hindsight, but it was fine. I will be having a very outgoing summer, so I can wear all my new clothes.
There you go. There you go. It went by quick. I feel like, I mean, I'm sure it felt that way for you guys, but I was like, man.
It was a good pace. It was a good bit of time away. Yeah. I never was like, oh, I'm ready to go.
Good, good. Well, you guys deserved it. It was a great wedding. I thought it went really well. And you know, I do want to apologize, though, because I saw the pictures of, like, once the ceremony is over and you guys are walking back down the aisle, and there's a picture of, like, clearly the photographer is, like, right at the end of the aisle, and she takes a picture, and there's the two of you looking all happy post-married, and there I am in the background taking my handkerchief out and wiping my head. I was like, oh, fuck.
You know, she sent us, like, 30 pictures as a preview. I'm sure we'll get hundreds more where you're not doing that.
I'm sure she can Photoshop that out, too.
Yeah, so. And then later, kind of after the cocktail ceremony, cocktail hour, or during the cocktail hour, we took a picture of just the two of us up there. So I feel like she probably was like, let's redo this real quick.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God.
Oh, I don't care. It's fine. No stress.
Charles Leclerc missed you, though. He missed you big time. Yeah,
there were some pictures, and F1 actually deleted them because I sent it to my friend Slee. There were like pictures of him, Carlos, and Fernando. Fuck it. Alonso.
Yeah. Him too.
Playing soccer. And there was this picture of Charles, and he was like sweaty and just like so beautiful. And I mean, it was a gorgeous picture of him. And then the F1 account deleted the pictures. And I was like, why would you do that? The women want this. And they were all so sweaty. And then they like didn't repost them or anything. And I was like, that was lame.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they didn't get Charles' approval on that. It's like,
he looked like a snack.
Don't pimp me out. Don't pimp me out.
Well, then there were some of Carlos and Alonso too. So, I mean.
Yeah. We already know how you feel about Carlos's skinny legs though. So.
Oh my God, they're so skinny.
We've got a week off, and then we're back for Baku, and we'll be back on it. So we'll see how that plays out. But
yeah, and we'll see how my Ferrari jacket brings luck.
Yeah. If they win, then you got to wear it the rest of the year for sure.
I mean, I'll be buried in that thing.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Awesome. Well, we will see you guys next week. And until then, good luck with your decompression back in the States. And hopefully next time I see you, don't look so swollen. Those are your words, not mine.
Sayonara, suckers.